Hello and welcome to our special podcast on the US election, the race for the White House. I'm Maha Siddiqui. America is gearing up for the possibility of a delayed result this time for the US presidential election. This is due to mail-in voting that many have opted for due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Those who do not wish to stand in long queues and come in contact with anybody because of the rising number of coronavirus cases across America have opted for mail-in voting. Out of 90 million votes that were cast in early voting till the weekend, over 55 million were mail-in votes. Mail-in votes are pretty much like postal ballots. Once the voter posts a ballot, the physical process of opening the envelopes, sorting them based on the region or area, and preparing the physical ballots for counting is carried out. In case of discrepancies like missing signatures or incorrect information, there may be an option to even reach out to the voter for rectification. Now, different states in the United States have different rules as to the last date of counting of these mail-in ballots. For example, in Pennsylvania, that state is going to count postal ballots that come in till the 6th of November. That is, till 3 days after the actual voting on the 3rd of November. But Florida will stop accepting mail-in votes on the 3rd of November itself. Both Pennsylvania and Arizona are being considered very crucial states this time. The difference in the deadline of the mail-in votes is likely to create some delay or perhaps even some amount of confusion. Meanwhile, people like President Donald Trump himself are skeptical about mail-in voting. He has already called the system horrible and corrupt. He doesn't believe that it will give a clear picture of a winner. And possibility is that this could be legally challenged. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump, the incumbent, has also said, and so US President Donald Trump, the incumbent, has pretty much made it clear that this is an aspect that he will challenge legally. As far as early voting is concerned, many of the states have now closed early voting. For example, Texas closed early voting on Friday, the 31st of October. District of Columbia closes early voting on the 2nd of November. Long queues were seen for early voting, despite rain and cold temperatures. For instance, in New York, people were seen standing in queues. And in a surprise in New York, actor Paul Rudd was seen distributing cookies to some people who were standing in these long queues and taking selfies with them as well. Now, many analysts believe that early voters are Democrat voters, and the Republicans will cast their ballot on the 3rd of November itself. Meanwhile, many analysts believe that US President Donald Trump under these circumstances is not likely to concede till the picture is absolutely clear. There are other speculations now as well, which seem to suggest that Donald Trump, on the other hand, might declare victory much before time itself, to give an impression that he is back in the White House. But ultimately, it's the 3rd of November that will make the picture clear as to whether the election result will be out by that night itself or whether this will be legally challenged. If it is legally challenged, it will create a sense of uncertainty. And because of that, markets are gearing up for a possible tumble. On the other hand, the police in many of the states is also prepared to prevent any sort of possible rioting in their areas in case of uncertainty. These are some of the latest details coming in from the United States. We'll keep you abreast with all the very latest with our daily podcast on the US election. Many thanks for listening in.